Hey friends, we're going to talk a little bit about configuration, but before we do, briefly, I got an error before and I want to fix that.
Okay.
And it was kind of annoying. I was goofing around here, if you look at our Razor, and this is incorrect. I was being silly and goofing around. And when I was trying to do some math inside of my Razor page, because I'm experimenting,
yeah.
I kept getting this 500 error. This is kind of error that you get in production.
Yeah.
And it's annoying and it's scary. But it's not really helpful to me, is it?
No.
Well, remember, I'm running in production right now because we, over here in startup, we said, if environment is development, show this developer exception page. You're going to show me later how to change from development to production. But I just wanted to briefly show that, of course, I can comment things out, just
yep.
like before when we commented out starting a web app and instead changed it back to a console app. What I want to do is make sure that this developer exception page...
You want to see it, right?
I want to see it because I don't want a 500 error. I want a real error.
Okay, so...
I want to know what's going on.
So by removing that line, you should be able to see the mistake.
Right. Now, the right thing to do
yeah.
is to switch to development mode.
Okay.
But we're going to see that a little bit
All
later.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'll go back here. I'm going to hit refresh. And now I'm getting a development page. You don't want to see this in production. But it's showing me that, well, this is not... valid. This is not valid Razor. And it gives me the line of code. So now I actually know what's going on. And I'll go back over here.
Could you go back to your error
sure.
page? If you hit on the plus button.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a little context.
Of where it is
where
on
it
the
is.
Page.
Because
okay.
if it was thousands of lines, I might not know exactly where that was. Good point. All right. So instead of doing my 2+2 there, I'm going to say at, and I'm going to open up a little block here. And we'll just make a variable like I. I'll do my 2+2. And then I'll say I, you know, PM.
Okay.
Make sense? So if I made a mistake in here.
Yeah.
Forgot to put the var.
It should get into an error.
It should say I does not exist and tell me the line, right? So it's compiling that Razor page the second that I hit refresh. All right?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Good reminder.
It is a good reminder.
So I'm just goofing around there. What we'll learn about a little bit later is how to set this environment so that it is in development, so I don't have to comment that line out.
So out of curiosity, this isn't something that people would want to do in practice, would they? Like by injecting bits of C# everywhere into their code?
Well, it depends. That's a good point. So we'll talk a little bit when we get a little farther on to the day about the responsibilities of a Razor page
yep.
versus the responsibilities of the page model or the code behind.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It is okay to do calculations in what's called the view if they are view based calculations, if there's stuff that's not business logic. Like,
okay.
for example, I don't think I would want to calculate tax rates and shopping cart
no.
values in here
no.
from a responsibilities perspective. But certainly I can chop up strings and do different kinds of stuff. So it is okay to inject little bits of C# in here.
Okay.
It's more about, is it going to be maintainable
All right.
for the rest of the team? All right. Cool. So we talked earlier, you had me... talk about the difference between configure services and configure.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're going to insert another word that sounds like configure.
I know. It's just like it's configuration, configure it more, and configure it a little bit more.
That is software engineering, isn't it? It's
yeah.
mostly configuring things and running things.
Yep.
Okay,
and they all have around the same names. So, yeah.
So this module's configuration. What are we configuring in this context?
So I want to show you how to add configuration into your application.
That means like switches, options, things that you would configuration for your app.
Yes.
That is different from setting up your services.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So if you open up here, are we in startup? Yes, we are.
We are in startup. We called it Beyonce, which is probably going to confuse people.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we still call it Beyonce?
We should probably change
it. Just
back
change
to
it back to startup. Okay.
We don't want to lose our jobs. Startup. Okay, we're in the startup class.
Yes.
Cool. And we want to pull information out of a config file.
Yes,
right?
we do.
Where is the config file?
In iConfiguration.
No, but the name, the file itself, the settings for the application.
Oh, you actually have to add, you mean you add your app JSON? Is that what you're looking
your
at?
Your app settings, right. So let's do that first.
So app settings, .json.
That's the default
yes.
name for settings for your app.
Exactly.
Now, I can put anything in here, right? As long as it's JSON, it's totally up, you know, whatever configuration information I want,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So we'll have like some message.
Yeah, it can be like friendly call from Beehive or hello from
here's config. Some, here's a greeting.
From the config.
And your configuration, it really can be anything that is application specific. Any name, value, pair.
Exactly. So you could have logging over there as well, could you not?
Yeah, we'll see a little bit later. We'll have the logging levels. It can be, there'll be a place to put connection strings and all kinds of stuff. And we'll talk about the differences between where user secrets go, where connection strings go, and where non-secret things go.
So just for reference for people who are going to be watching this, like when I've been using the app settings, I've been using it mainly for configuration of my database.
Okay, so it depends on whether the configuration for your database is a secret.
It's a secret. It should be a secret.
Yes,
it
you should probably be a shouldn't put your
it connection
should not
be
in there.
Been there. To, do not do this, although it's defaulted in the template. But as someone
we'll take a look at the template.
But as someone who has put apps into production, what are some of the most common things that you have actually used something like this for?
So let's say like you know maybe like someone's email address.
Okay.
You know for like, or I might have if I'm writing a blog. Number of posts on homepage.
Okay.
10. You know, whatever. It
yeah.
could be anything that is a quick little switch or change that you might want to pop into a config file and update.
Okay.
And what's nice about configuration is it's configurable. We're using JSON. It could be an INI file. It could be an XML file. It could be a database somewhere.
Yeah.
Any of the kinds of options that you want, you know. Show ads on homepage. You know, I'm just thinking about things that I do on my blog.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Because I think people see it and they're just like, what is that about? And
yeah.
I think it's important.
Well, showing messages is a silly kind of generic yeah. kind of a thing.
But, yeah.
But
like these are some real world
yeah.
examples.
Like if you're having paging, you know, page size, you know, before I hit next or
yeah.
whatever. So if I have 100 blog posts, maybe my page size is going to be 10. These are the kinds of things that you want to have in a config file somewhere that you can then pull out in your code. So we're going to figure out how to pull that out.
Okay.
All right. So let's go back to startup. And configuration is a service.
Yes,
it's a thing, like logging is a service. You had MVC as a service. So we need to make sure that we can inject that service. That's a dependency that we're going to inject into our system. Okay, dependency injection, how much do you want to talk about that?
We're going to talk about that a little bit more in a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for now, we will just assume that we'll give you a little bit of background,
yeah.
but we'll get deeper into it later. So I'm going to just make a constructor,
yep.
right, my startup constructor here. And whatever parameters the startup constructor has will be given to me automatically by the system. They'll be injected directly into the system. So I need the ability to have an I configuration. And this is a little trick here. Let's watch. This is very careful. I'm going to type I configuration. And at the end of it, see how it's all squiggly?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit control dot.
And it gives you the options.
And it says, well, do you want to make one of these? Or is it the one, do you mean this one here?
We mean that one there.
Right. And there's actually two options. You can add the using statement.
Okay.
Or fully,
in, yes.
fully express it, almost like a path, like C colon backslash whatever, whatever, whatever. It's the full path to I configuration.
That wouldn't make it available to the entire program.
And we'd have to do that every single time we
yeah.
used it. Exactly, good point. So we'll say using, and then watch up here on line 8. So watch at line 8. See?
Ta-da,
so
yeah.
it just drops in there automatically. So startup, our startup class, is going to need I configuration, and we can call it whatever, call it config.
It can be, mm-hmm.
And then we are going to store it away because they're going to pass it into us. They're going to make one, and this is important. We'll talk about we'll talk about dependency injection later, but the part that you need to remember is that you don't need to make one. You just ask for it, and by asking for it, we put it in as a parameter. So we don't actually go and say new whatever. So I'll say public I configuration. And we can name it configuration.
Yep.
And this is going to be a property.
Yep. So we have a get and a set.
Get and a set. Excellent. and then we just squirrel it away, as they say. Configuration equals config. So they pass it in when we start up, and we stick it over here, which then presumably means I can use it, right?
Yes, you can. So you should be able to use it right from your page.
I can use it wherever. It yeah. should be sitting around. So I could be down here. Oops. I was going to say this.configuration. And then those are all the things that one can do. Now, that's within my C# application. My C#, my C# code, my startup.cs. But if we go back over here, let's go to our index one, our Beyoncé Razor page. You said I can use it from within here
yes.
directly.
But we need to inject it first.
Ah, okay. So just like it was injected in, it was made available.
Mm-hmm.
Inject is kind of an intense word.
I know. That,
I asked for it, and they gave it to me.
Yes.
I think inject is a little intense.
Please?
I don't know. So I'll say H2. Can I just go and say config? No. Can I say at config?
Yes, you can. At config, yeah.
But I can't because it hasn't been injected yet.
No. You actually have to have at inject configuration.
Okay. So up here where it says page.
Yeah. We need a new directive.
We need another directive. Mm-hmm. We need to go inject. Okay. And then when I say iConfiguration, though, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because we still need to inject the using statement.
We have to add the using statement. So using, and we'll make, and we'll, later on, we'll see how to do this for every page instead of having to do it on one page. But I'm going to say using. Then I'll say inject iConfiguration, and we'll just call it configuration. So this is asking for it.
Yes.
Okay. And then down here, I could say configuration. And we called it?
We called it a whole bunch of things.
Well, let's say message.
Okay.
We'll grab message. Because it's just a bag of stuff. Oops. I can do it on multiple lines. I'll do it on one line. All right. Let's see if that breaks. That's my positive attitude speaking.
Keeping it real.
Yep. Let's see if that breaks. That's the attitude of the developer. I think it'll be okay.
Breaking things is fun. Then you get to fix them, right?
That is true. So that's our Solange page. Let's look at our home page. Here you go. Here's a greeting from the config file. Let's go back and change that.
To another greeting?
Yep. Right, so that's coming out of that config file. We changed the config file, and the value changed. We did not change the code. All right, that's pretty cool. It's worth pointing out a couple of things, though. First, we have a using statement in our Razor page, just like we did over in our CS. I wonder, could I do this?
It should be a dot, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. So fully qualified path, yes.
It worked.
It did not. Well, it worked in that it didn't break.
Okay, it worked.
It worked in quotes. So that's interesting. I can back out of that. And then I later on will see how we could make that configuration available everywhere.
Yes.
Because I don't want to have to keep adding.
Because otherwise you'd have to add it to every single page that you have.
Well, yeah, and I've got 3 lines of directives here, and I've only got 2 lines of HTML. So that's no fun.
No.
Okay, so I think we'll take a break and then we'll graduate to Visual Studio proper.
Yes, we will.
Very cool.